Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate All Saints Day. It actually appears on November 1st, but we celebrate it either that day or the Sunday afterwards, and it's a beautiful day. A day to remember all the saints. All the saints who have come before us, from Moses to Peter to all of our friends, all of our relatives, who now rest with Christ in heaven. And to celebrate the victory that Jesus has given to them, to give thanks to God that he joins us with them and for everything that he has done for us as well, to remember the saints. What we celebrate today is what St. John told us about in the epistle lesson when he said this. He said, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are." That's really what a saint is. A saint is one who is a child of God, who has been brought back with the blood of Jesus Christ, given that righteousness of Jesus, brought back into that family, and that's what we celebrate today. That even in spite of our sin and our wickedness, Jesus fixes that. And he joins us back together as one family under God. That he brings us and calls us his children, even though we, like foolish children, often want to go our own way. He continues to call us back, and he continues to bring us back. And he's done that for each and every one of us. Today, we remember all the saints, and one thing we remember about them is that, like all children, and that means all of us as well, those saints that we remember, they were also sinners. One of our teachings as a church is something called simultaneously a sinner and a saint at the same time. We're going to talk about it in Bible class between services. But we remember that, and that's at our core too, is that while we remember these saints that Jesus has brought to heaven, we remember that they're not there because of who they were as perfect people, but they were sinners too. Oftentimes we forget that. And we think of the saints, and we bring to mind the good that they did, especially when we think of the saints and we say, "Oh, name a few saints," and we think of those in Scripture, such as Moses. And we think of the great that he did, leading God's people through the Red Sea. We think of King David battling Goliath, trusting in God, even though the world did not seem like it was for him. David trusted and believed, and God saw him through things. Peter and his confession of Christ and his leadership in the church. But while we do remember the good things they did, we also need to remember that they were sinners as well, and how comforting that actually is for us. Some people think the Bible is just a record of heroes, a record of good people, but as one theologian once put it, contrary to popular assumptions, the Bible's not a record of the blessed good, but rather the blessed bad. That God takes bad, wicked, evil sinners, and he blesses them, and he makes them good. He turns them into children of God. And we can see this. We can look through how Jesus describes saints, how they are blessed. Well, we see all these things of what we should be in our gospel reading today. What does Jesus say? He says, "Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who are merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers." Now, how many of us live up to that? Well, how many of the saints in our scriptures lead up to that too? Blessed are those who mourn, Jesus tells us, for they will be comforted. But then you take a guy like David, and he certainly did not mourn upon the death of Uriah. Instead, he probably celebrated because his wicked sin with Bathsheba was covered up. Blessed are the merciful. Well, look at St. Jonah. How merciful was he? Yes, we know and we think that maybe Jonah ran away because he was afraid, but that's not the reason Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh. It wasn't that he was afraid of them. What Jonah was afraid of was that God would be merciful to them and forgive the people of Nineveh. Wicked people that Jonah did not like. And so was Jonah merciful as he fled away and did not want the word of God to reach them? Well, absolutely not. This is indeed what Jonah even said when he complains to God and he says, "God, this is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, why I went away from you. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster." Blessed are the merciful. Well, Jonah is blessed in heaven. Was he merciful? Well, absolutely not. Blessed are the pure in heart. Is that all the saints in Scripture? Well, no. We know that they were messed up in their hearts. Out of the hearts come all sinful thoughts, evil desires, Jesus tells us. Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, look at St. Peter. Can we call him a peacemaker? Well, certainly not during his life. Peter and the sword in the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus is trying to make peace, Peter stands up and wants to cut off Malchus's ear. James and John, and now we're not even talking about saints of old, but the apostles who walked around with Jesus, James and John, who wanted fire to come down and consume the Samaritan village that rejected Jesus. Were they peacemakers? Well, no. And then we can measure ourselves up with these things as well, and we see, no, we are not all these things. If we want to be blessed, and we can look at the Scripture and say, all right, I need to mourn well, I need to be meek, I need to be merciful, I need to be pure in heart, and I need to be a peacemaker. Well, how many of us do that? Well, not a single one. There's only one that has, and that's Jesus. So hopefully, like all the saints that are in heaven, we hear these words and we get brought lower and our spirit gets crushed because we see that we do not live up to what it requires to be with the saints in heaven. We don't live up to God's word at all. And yet then when that crushes our spirit, well, there's Jesus with his words again. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Why? Well, because of Jesus. Jesus comes to make peace. That's what he does as he mourns over Jerusalem. As he's there looking at that city, as he's getting ready to go down into Jerusalem to suffer and die for all of their sins, he looks out at Jerusalem and he truly mourns as he weeps out over them and says, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." There's only one peacemaker. And that's Jesus Christ. And that's what we celebrate today. Because if you know your saints and your relatives that have died in Christ, well, you know that while God did many good things through their lives, they were also sinners. And so are you. But how we have comfort in knowing that they rest from their labors, as we saw in the first reading today, those saints who had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb, what comforts us and tells us that they are there is not by looking at them and seeing what they did. It's by looking at Jesus and seeing what he did. The one who really was the child of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus says, for they will be called sons of God. Well, there is Jesus. The true child of God, who is that peacemaker, who gave up everything to restore peace, not here on earth in the earthly ways we might think of, but between the Father and between us. And he brings us back into that household. Blessed are the saints because they've been baptized in those waters. They've had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they stand as righteous and pure, even though we know that they were still sinners here on this earth. They're in heaven not because they figured things out of how to live, but because of what Jesus did in living for them and for you as well. And so today we celebrate All Saints Day. And we get comforted with the promise that, yes, those in Christ who have died reign with him in heaven and live with him in heaven and await that promise of the resurrection. And the comfort for us is not by looking at them and seeing their good works. It's by looking at Jesus and seeing his good work and seeing that he took all of their sins and all of your sins upon himself as he went and he made that peace between God and between man. Peter writes this, "Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And by his wounds, you've been healed." He gives that righteousness to his saints. He gives that righteousness to you through baptism, through his word, through his supper, as he tells you your sins are forgiven, as he makes you children of God. And that's where John's words are so comforting. He doesn't say, "See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we will be called children of God sometime when we figure things out and come back to him." No, he says this, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Beloved, we are God's children right now. The Bible indeed is a book of the blessed bad, of children who have turned away but have been brought back. And you are God's children now. That's the forgiveness we have. That's why we join in celebrating that all the saints are in heaven. Again, not because of them, but because of Jesus. And so on this day, we look at the whole church year. We look at Christmas and Easter and Good Friday and the Ascension and all of these things. And we see that all that Jesus did in humbling himself was to bring about the promise that we celebrate this day, that we get to live with him in heaven forever. We give thanks that he has brought some of us there, and we look forward to that day when he comes back. And the dead are raised, and we have that true eternal peace with only the way that Jesus gives it to us, through his body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called God's children, and so we are. Now may this peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding may guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, your Lord. Amen.